Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Palin is here. Suzanne's back. She's one of the top sales management experts on the planet. She's got decades of experience. She started right out of elementary school. She's the author of at least a couple of books that I know of that are outstanding. The Accidental Sales Manager, which is, as the book says, a survival guide. That's an award-winning book. And also the newer one, the Sales Leader's Problem Solver. And she is certainly that, and she's brought some solutions with her today. She's our good friend, Suzanne Palin. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you today.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that we're all learning more about, Suzanne, is how to conduct business virtually. Most of us are working, many people are working from home who never thought they could. A lot of managers who never wanted their people to be remote are now realizing, they're now actually thinking, why am I paying all this rent? This is working all right. we're having meetings, we're having sales calls, we're having introductions and all that with virtually. And you want to talk to us about how to interview people, especially salespeople, virtually. You've got some ideas about that.
I do. Even though I know a lot of companies are furloughing, there are companies, Jim, that are hiring.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the sales position is open, the office is closed. So normally when you would bring someone in for an in-person interview, now you can't. You have to talk to them virtually. So I have 6 tips for virtual interviews. And tip number 1 is organize your technology. Select your video conferencing software ahead of time. Make sure the candidate has the same software, and a day or two ahead of time, do a trial run through with the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it works.
Even if you have someone else do it, you don't need an abort whenever you get on the phone. You don't want them or you to have a bad first meeting because somebody wasn't ready for the technology. And it could reflect both ways, right? It might not just reflect on them. It could reflect on you. If you're interviewing some young kid and you don't know how to use the technology, they might not want to come to work for you. They'll judge you. They'll judge you, won't they?
That's actually one of my tips, is even though it's virtual, you're still being, you know, judged as a potential employer and a potential direct supervisor.
The young people around here judge me all the time because they think they're better at technology than me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And if all else fails because technology is being a little bit wonky for everybody with overuse, if all else fails, don't waste time. Stop the interview and conduct it on the phone.
Yeah.
Don't spend half the time messing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
So call them a day ahead or two. Make sure you're both on and can work the technology and go from there.
Right.
Tip number 2, and I think this is really important in this day and age, Jim, schedule a set amount of time and stick to it. Usually, first face-to-face interviews last between 1 and 2 hours. People have obligations now.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a young child they have to watch or elderly.
That's too long virtual. That's way too long virtual. How long
it's
do you think
too long
they should
virtual, but also they need to know.
How long do you
so
think it should be?
Time, 1 hour max, and stop at the 50-minute mark, and let them ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't leave it too open-ended these days with people.
Well, how about this, exactly. Suzanne? What if you say an hour instead of saying let's plan for an hour? If the call doesn't go well, you're going to want to end it before then. And so what you say is why don't we set aside an hour, but let's plan on 30 minutes. What about that? And then that way, if we go farther.
I like that idea. We've all been stuck in interviews that just aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to end it. I like that idea, Jim.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. It's official. I had a good idea today. Go ahead, Suzanne.
It
doesn't happen every day. Go ahead.
But lucky for me, it happened today. Tip number three is be and look professional. A lot of people who are working from home, Jim, have never worked from home before, ever. And so try to pick a place in the house that's as neat and orderly and mm-hmm. as professional, maybe as office-like looking as possible. And make sure that you are dressed and look as you normally would for an interview. Because
yeah.
as you said earlier, the candidate is judging you, for sure.
Yeah, don't. If you're the candidate, don't sit down with your ball cap on and your Henley T-shirt, you know, and with your hair in disarray. And for me, I'd want to make sure I had my best makeup on. But the thing is, Suzanne, this is something I've been telling everybody about. As we mm-hmm. move farther into this new regular we're going to have, and as we continue to use technology platforms like Zoom and others to do face-to-face with, we need to up our professional game a little bit. It's going to be very soon. It's no longer going to be cute to have your dog in your lap. It's no longer going to be cute for the kids to be running in and out. It's no longer going to be cute for your spouse to be photobombing the video. Very soon, we're going to need to get down to business and not deal with the mm-hmm. with this pandemic. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely. And if you've set up a camera in your kitchen and there are dirty dishes everywhere and you know the kitchen doesn't look all that great, the candidate is going to make note
that's
of
right.
that.
That's
you've
right.
got to try your very best to, you might not have a space that's big enough for a dedicated office, but you've got to make every effort to make sure what you're presenting is as professional and as pulled together as possible.
And there are two sides to that, Suzanne. Not only do you want to look well and proper, but maybe it's just my generation, but I see that as a form of respect for you. If I'm being interviewed by you, it's my way of demonstrating my respect for you, that I respect the fact that you want to find something positive about me or you wouldn't be on the call, and you don't want to see stuff that that you shouldn't have to see. That's a little respect thing. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. I agree completely. You have to do the very best you can mm-hmm. to be as professional as possible.
Yeah. Even though
number four,
I'm hold on to that thought, Suzanne, because we got to go to a break.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a teenager, I knew I was interviewing for a delivery job, but I went on the interview with a suit. Even though I knew I was never going to wear a suit again for them, I went on the interview as a suit, and you won't be surprised. I got the job. Hold on to that thought. Right back
as
with Suzanne
teenager.
Paling.
Excellent.
Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. Don't forget her books, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver and The Accidental Sales Manager.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.